Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and I said lady, that's how I saw with a T. I mean, got a T in there. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Talk That Talk Radio, or the podcast Talk That Talk with Tweety and LJ. I'm LJ.
What's going on, people? What's going on, people? It's Tweety with LJ.
Finally, the weather up here. Weather up here is finally recovering. We got a little sunshine outside. I don't live quite in the East Coast. I'm in the Midwest, sort of. But, it snowed early this week, but mostly it's been just kind of cold as hell after it snowed. So the snow is finally melting. The temperature in my house is finally coming up. I will tell you how cold it is here. For most of the last probably 5 to 7 days, I've been having a fire in my fireplace going for damn near, it seems like every day, all day, when everybody's home. But anyways, it's time to get right into it. The subject, the story that caught America by storm. Friday. I'd be damned if I ain't turn my TV on or look on my phone, however I found out. And the Cavs had fired their head coach, David Black. Of European fame, I say European fame because he had a lot of success, which you know about Tweety because we talked a little bit about this. He had a lot of success coaching overseas, and this is his first thing as a head coach in the NBA. So, I mean, really, ain't nothing to it but to get right into it and do it. Are you surprised that the Cavs fired David Black?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, yeah, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't surprised. But at the same time, like I said, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but I guess my thing is results matter. And in 1 year, he was an NBA semi, he was NBA finalist, NBA runner-up pretty much. And then in his second year, they had 30-11 before he gets canned. I'm like, ain't too many coaches with that kind of resume going to get fired.
He had the best record as far as this season. I can't remember if it's combined. I know it's this season of a coach to get fired during the season. He wasn't the first coach to get fired after he went to the finals. Byron Scott got fired 1 year after he went to the finals. But you know how I feel about Byron Scott. Byron Scott bum ass. So I'm going to get right into it. I don't even want to start with LeBron James. We'll get to LeBron James and all the tomfoolery. But I want to start with the GM, David Griffin. Did you see any of his press conference or hear or read any other quotes or anything he said during the press conference?
Honestly, I was going to watch it, and I heard it like maybe the first few minutes, and I don't know if he led off with it. I know one of his first statements was, LeBron James does not run my team. I feel like if you have to start out a press conference saying, LeBron James don't run my team, LeBron James running your basketball team. And it's ridiculous to say that LeBron James don't run your basketball team when everybody that has two working eyes that watches the NBA can see the Cavs move as LeBron say, and it seems like if LeBron don't like somebody, they gone. If LeBron like them, no matter what kind of benefit or detriment they bring to the team, they're on the team. So, LeBron James run that team.
You know, I never really...
I didn't watch any more after that.
I won't say I haven't commented publicly like I'm some kind of public figure or somebody that people is looking to see what I have to say. But, for me, I think it's an interesting – I don't really know whether LeBron James runs the organization. I mean, I would think that a player of his caliber, based on the dynamic of professional sports in the day and age that we live in, I think professional athletes, the superstars anyways, have a lot more clout in the organization than maybe they had 20, 30 years ago, even though there were some – you've seen some stories pop up here and there over the last couple of days about Jordan not liking Doug Collins and the Bulls firing him, and Magic Johnson not liking, I forget who the coach was at the time, but that's when the Lakers hired Pat Riley and the Showtime era kind of took off. But I'm going to read, when you say LeBron didn't run the organization, this is off of CBSSports.com. I think the guy who was writing his article is Matt Moore. This is something he said. This is what he said about this is one of the things he said about David Griffin's press conference. Griffin said that he consults with all the players about where the organization is at and what they need to do, but was adamant that he did not clear the move with James. Huh. So that's what, I mean, I was like you. I was like, okay, well, I mean, why is this even a topic? You know, why do you even have to address whether or not LeBron James is running an organization or how much clout he has in the organization at a time like this? You know, you made it clear in your statement or during your press conference that I saw a little bit of it, I believe. Excuse me. In your press conference that you do consult with players about what's going on in the organization. And that, to me, this is I think the verbiage he used, from my perspective, is very important, because I think when he says he didn't clear it with LeBron James, it's almost like when you go to a court and lawyers do what they call lawyering, you know, they're focused on one word. I mean, and, you know, words have meaning. So I think that people got focused in on him saying he didn't clear this with LeBron James. I think it would go without saying that more than likely he did talk to LeBron James about it. He may not have talked to him about it the day before. It may have been a week prior, you know what I mean? Because during the press conference, if I remember correctly, he kind of said he being the GM, Dave Griffin, had been talking about how he had been kind of evaluating. It kind of implied maybe he had been thinking about this for a little bit of time. A little bit of time, don't know how far back that goes, but sometime he may have been considering this move. So the chances that he never mentioned a new coach or something along that line to LeBron James, I think are slim to none. I think he had some sort of conversation with him about what was going on and, you know, the possibility of change. But, I mean, I will give him the benefit of the doubt when he says he didn't clear it with LeBron James. And I'm taking clear it to mean he didn't go to LeBron James and say, hey, are you okay with me firing David Black? Because I'm going to fire him. I mean, I got it. You know, maybe he didn't do that. But I think he for sure had conversations with him about firing David Black. And if you listen to LeBron James his comments during his press conference, it was pretty clear that LeBron James had no issues with David Black being fired. One other thing I wanted to point, a couple other things I wanted to point out from what he said, he being David Griffin. He said, I'm judging a lot more than wins and losses. Just in that context alone, what do you think about that comment? And I'll tell you, I'll go first since I've been kind of stewing on this. It's not about, he says, let me read that back again. I'm judging a lot more than wins and losses. In college, high school, even, you know, in college and high school, basically at a level where you are not a paid athlete, I can understand this. I can understand you saying it's more about wins and losses. It's more than about wins and losses because, you know, as a coach, you're trying to build character in young men or women. You know, you're trying to help them grow into better people. But when you get paid, what else is it about? That's the way I look at it. Like, if you're a coach and you don't win, hey, nobody gives a shit if you got the best people in the world. I mean, not me. I mean, you know, if you're saying it's not about just wins and losses, it's not like the Cavs had a lot of troublemakers. J.R. Smith's been a knucklehead wherever he's been in the NBA. But it's not like the Cavs had a lot of people getting in trouble just doing all sorts of craziness and stuff like that. And even if they did, again, in my opinion is you get paid, you're a professional, do what the hell a professional is supposed to do. What is part of your job? You know what I mean? His job is to win, you know, to get this team at a championship level and have them playing at a championship level. I mean, I don't want to say this is a fact, but the Cavs just aren't better than the Golden State Warriors. They probably aren't better than the Spurs. So, you know, you're going to expect them to compete like that, to play like that, but in reality, they're probably not going to beat those teams over a seven-game series. What do you think about the it's about more, like, the whole it's about more than just wins and losses?
Yeah, my whole thing, you can make every excuse, you can give me every reason, you can say all of that. My thing is LeBron James made the move. Like, you can say you didn't clear with LeBron James. You're right, you didn't have to clear with LeBron James. LeBron James made the move. How else do you explain Tyronn Lue becoming the head coach? What about Tyronn Lue says head coach in the NBA? Nothing. But LeBron James is my partner. That's all that says. LeBron James called this call. He made this call. He did this. Like, I don't care what nobody say. Like, you can go up there and talk for 10 minutes about how you did this, made this process, you made this call as a GM. Bullshit. LeBron James made this call. It is what it is. And you just can't come out and say it because you don't want to make it seem like a player is running the organization. But even Kobe Bryant is running the Lakers. LeBron James running the Cavs. People have – Jordan supposedly, like you said, at one point in time, got a coach out there to get his coach in there, ran the Bulls. You're a great player. You get that clout. It is what it is. And that's just what that is. It's just that simple to me. LeBron James wanted him out. He got him out. He wanted to run Lewis as head coach. Got him a head coaching job.
There's a fascinating work-related undertone to this that just pops into my head. Professional sports is interesting because it's one of the few places in any sector of job, if you will, that subordinates can get their supervisor, if you will, fired because they want somebody else to do the job or they don't think he or she is doing a good enough job. Normally, that happens, because a subordinate is more fit or something like that to be in that supervisory role. You don't normally, have a guy who says, well, I don't know, I'm a really good plumber, but this guy who manages all the plumbers, he sucks, so we should fire him. It's like, well, you're just a plumber. You fucking go plumb or whatever plumbers do. So I think that's interesting in that, LeBron James or any of the players on a team, our players. And I keep hearing all this stuff about, he didn't use this person right. He didn't use that person right. He was a rookie coach and all this. Okay. I think he's 20 championships. I'm probably wrong on that number. He won over 10. He won 10-plus championships in the year league. Hey, listen. It doesn't matter. I understand the NBA. The NBA is a very different game. The players are different. The whole mindset is probably different than playing in European. But coaching is coaching. It's not like you go to Europe and they dribble the ball differently. Or they all of a sudden, the way you fundamentally shoot a basketball in Europe is totally different. It's still shooting the basketball. There's some idiosyncrasies that he's got to learn. You have a lot more TV timeouts and stuff like this probably in the United States. You got to learn how to manage your timeouts a little bit differently, your timeout situation. But beyond that, fucking basketball is basketball. You either understand it and can coach it, or you don't understand it and you can't coach it. So I think that's all. I've never liked the fact that he is he's caught a lot of flack. It's like, he didn't have any skins on the wall. He never coached it. Okay, well, it's a different game, yes. It's a totally different game. But it's no different than a college coach coming to the NBA or something like that. Even though I would say that the European basketball is a step up from college basketball.
If anything, it makes him more qualified than a college coach coming up because Not exactly. Only did he coach professionally in the European League, the man won 16 championships. He knows what he's doing.
He's been successful at a high level.
He's not.
There's no difference, you know.
Eight championships in college. He got 16 professional championships. And quote, what's considered the second best professional league in the world? That man knows
all
he's doing.
Every time a head coaching job comes up, you hear John Calipari's name. John Calipari won. He won what, one national championship? No, I mean, don't quote me on that, but I think he won one because they didn't win. He didn't win any at Memphis. He didn't. He made it to the title game at Memphis. He's only won one at Kentucky.
Yeah, so maybe that was just one.
And they didn't make it to the. They didn't win any national championship. He was at UMass, so he hasn't had the success level championship wise that David. I mean, a pressure game is a pressure game. You know what I mean? When you're on a professional level. If you're in the championship, it doesn't matter if it's the NBA or, you know, it's the damn D-League. You know, that is championship level. Those coaches, those players, everybody getting after it, you know, and giving it their all. Just like in the situations are the same. You know, the implications, I imagine, for a head coach of losing a EuroLeague championship in Europe, in the European basketball world or whatever you want to call it, is probably the same. For him, as it, you know, it feels the same as an NBA coach losing the championship. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's one thing I never liked. But one other thing I thought was interesting about what David Griffin had said. Oh, Tweety, wait a minute. We got a caller. Hold on. Caller, you are live on the air with Talk That Talk with Tweety and LJ. Hello?
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
What's going on?
What? He said what? What's going on? Who it is?
Oh, yeah. This D. Willis from Dallas, Texas. Represent Cowboy Nation.
All right, what you thoughts on what we talking about, Mr. Wilson? What you got to say?
Yeah, they should have fired David Black. They should have never hired David Black.
Why not? tell me, give me one good reason why they should not have hired David Black.
LeBron James.
He's a player. Usually when you're an employee, you're supposed to do what the employer tells you to do. You're supposed to do what your supervisor tells you to do.
You said usually, but usually you don't have a superstar of that magnitude. When LeBron James says something, LeBron James gets action.
Hey, this is my opinion right here. David Blatt should have went in there. Hey, listen, as a professional coach, and specifically in football, in the NFL, NBA, and MLB, you go, you're fired. 95% of the coaches get fired. I mean, there's a few guys in each league who've been in their current positions for over 4 years. Not very many who've been in on that same team over 4 years. You're going to get fired. You might as well do it your way. I understand what you're saying about, you know, LeBron James being a superstar. You know, I think probably the thing, the difference in professional sports over here is that, especially in the NBA, it's a very star-centric league. Fans will come out to pay, maybe not necessarily to see specific teams, but just to see specific players. And, you know, money always matters. But the thing to me, David Blatt, I'm like, listen, they're going to fucking fire me one day anyways. You might as well call LeBron out for taking off on the other end of the court when the other team still got the ball. He just fucking running on the other end of the court and he think that's funny or something. Might as well call him out. You'll be fired one day anyway. But go ahead, what you were saying.
Right. Everybody's not going to get fired one day. Some coaches retire, some coaches quit. If you come in and win like he was winning over there, he didn't get fired from where his last job was. He quit.
No,
he
I'm talking about in the NBA.
Right, in the NBA. The dude for the Spurs is not going to get fired. He can quit when he wants to.
That's what I said. There's only a few. There's a few guys in every sport, few coaches
right.
that stay around for a long. Most 90% of them do not stay around for more than 3 or 4 years.
Right, and 90% of them doesn't have the record that David Black does.
Right, David Black, right. He has a hell of a record. And even on his, like you said, Derek made a good point. On his side of the pond, he was Greg Popovich. He was that dude that, hey, he gonna win a championship. He was on that level of, I can leave when I want to. He decided to take on the challenge of the NBA, and honestly, was succeeding. He just ran into an insubordinate, and that insubordinate in his group just so happened to be LeBron James. And that's the wrong insubordinate you want in the group. That's why I said LeBron James made this move hands down. Nobody else even had to speak. It really didn't matter what nobody else had to say about the issue. People just talking to make sure that nobody think a player is running the whole organization. When in reality, LeBron James been running the organization. He ran that organization in Miami before he even came back.
So, Derek, you agree with Tweety that this is all on LeBron James?
Yeah, everything's on LeBron James.
So why don't they fire LeBron James?
Because you can't fire LeBron James. He your cash cow. You fire LeBron James, you had the same thing happen in Cleveland as you did last time. No, it's nothing. You have nothing in Cleveland with LeBron James. You got a chance to win it all.
Right, that's just like, I'm pretty sure the Lakers want Kobe Bryant to leave, but he makes so much money and bring you so much money, you just got to put up with whatever he's giving you.
Man, we ain't talk. Kobe Bryant is a motherfucking trash player. We don't even talk about trash players on here.
Hey, that's disrespectful right there. That's one of the top 5 greatest players to ever touch a basketball, man. He's got 81 points.
Listen, Kobe Bryant right now is in the bottom 20% of NBA players.
Do you realize it's been teams to play 4 quarters and not score 81 points, and he did it by himself?
Listen, you talking about something that happened 10 years ago. I'm talking about when I saw him, Kobe Bryant, I see Kobe Bryant out there about the layups. No doubt Kobe Bryant one of the greatest to ever do it. I'm just talking about in his current state. It's like a being that's 50 years old. Ain't nobody take care of. It's still a being.
Hey, we got
one time.
We got another caller.
We got another caller.
Yeah, we can add one more person to the roundtable discussion. Let's see who this is.
Caller, you on live or talk that talk with Tweety and LJ?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's going on, Caller? Who is where you calling from?
Hey, man, it's Easy. I'm calling out of Dallas, Texas.
What's going on, Easy? What you got? You've been listening for a little while. What you got to say about what we've been talking about?
Well, in my opinion, I would have to agree that LeBron James was definitely in the know. And I would also have to say that he probably more than likely co-signed on the releasing of Coach Black.
Okay.
So, do you think LeBron specifically handpicked? Do y'all think LeBron specifically handpicked Tyronn Lue?
I say so because once again, what about Tyronn Lue says head coach? Was he running your offense? Was he running your defense? What about Tyronn Lue says he's the next head coach to take us to the championship?
Honestly, my
why is Tyronn Lue better than David Black? Besides the fact that all these reports that he called people out. Okay. Why is he better than David Black?
He has no credence in the NBA, and that's my point. He has no credence, and the fact that he has his head coach, that further lets me know that it's LeBron James' call. Go ahead, Easy. What was you going to say?
Well, two things. One, my last or most memorable or vivid memories of Tyronn Lue was him getting a 3 hit on him by Allen Iverson and getting stepped over. If I'm not mistaken, that was that guy, Tyronn Lue. And for two, if this guy is supposed to be the man who his claim to fame is calling players out, him calling out LeBron James will have him released as well. Like, there's nothing about me saying, I'm going to get you this job, and you get out here and call me out. You will be fired.
Dude, what you think?
I think Teron Lewis there as a puppet. He don't run nothing. LeBron James homeboy. So,
man, that's exactly what I mean.
And that's how that works.
Yep. So Tyron Lue, I guess it, like I said, his little claim to fame being that he called people out. He called the Cavs out last night and said that they got to get in better shape. They not, and then of course LeBron James said the same thing, which you know y'all might be right because I mean a lot usually so people say you don't say the exact same word. They both say we got to get in shape. I'm like, you 41 games into the season? That's halfway through the season. Or they 42 now, so the game with the Bulls. And they hear you talking about getting in shape halfway through the season. Like LeBron, bald head ass, ain't saying nothing about getting in shape all season. Then Tyronn Lue with, you know, my memory of Tyronn Lue was Ty Iverson crossing him over the mug lad braids, but that's neither here nor there, I guess, at this time. Soon as Tyronn Lue get on the bench, You call people out about being in shape.
Didn't Tyronn Lue play for the Lakers? Didn't Tyronn Lue play for the Lakers when they won the championship?
Yeah, that's who he was getting stepped on. Yeah, you're right. That when he got stepped on.
Hey, some people got to get stepped on to get a ring, though. He got a ring. Hey, I ain't got no ring.
I ain't hanging on to that he got a ring. But let me tell you something. You think Dickie Simpkins deserve to be a head coach? Dickie Simpkins got 3 championship rings.
He might need to be. The way somebody
said it. These Simpsons are gone,
man.
He might be better than Kobe here right now, though. Oh,
I don't know. My problem is, at this point in the game, like you say, we're already halfway through the season, and you want to talk about getting in shape. To me, that's just like you recognizing that you don't have the talent to do what you need to do, so you just push effort. You just push effort and stand in physical shape so that you can be able to be competing for 4 quarters. That's what it sounds like to me. Because
we got to work
like
hard out
say,
here.
That's just like the whole Allen Iverson and Coach Brown with practice. You know, you got to get in shape. You got to, I mean, hey, man, these are men who've been playing this sport for well over 20 years.
We got two minutes left.
But maybe if Allen Iverson and them would have practiced harder, they would have won another game in the finals.
Nah, Avery Snow couldn't shoot. Jordan Lynn couldn't shoot. Theo Radcliffe couldn't shoot. Tyron Hill couldn't shoot. Maybe running them other
ones. They weren't going to win nothing in the finals.
That's because they didn't practice. If you practice shooting, you
can't.
That's
because they were siring.
He ain't never go to practice. I ain't going to say he ain't never go to practice. But we got 90 seconds real quick. I want to switch it up real quick, get everybody's quick thoughts on a championship game this weekend before y'all get out of here. Starting with Tweety, who you got, Patriots or the Broncos?
Got Broncos at home. Brady don't seem to do too well in Denver, man. I got the Broncos at the half.
Easy. Who you got?
I'm going with Peyton. I'm going
Derek,
with
who you got?
Parlay got the Broncos by 3.5 at the half, so they give them 3.5 points. I'm going to ride with the Broncos.
I'm going to take the Pats because I think Peyton Manning is washed up, and I hate watching him throw the damn football. Plus, you know, Tom Brady got more touchdown passes in Denver this season than Peyton Manning.
Y'all don't have a win either.
NFC, well, neither is Peyton Manning. Not against the Patriots. Cardinals and the Panthers. What you got, Tweety?
I got the Panthers at home. Cam Newton gonna continue his MVP ride to the Super Bowl.
What you got, Easy?
My boy Dabbing on his way to the ship. The Panthers.
Dab on him.
Derek. Who you
Dab
got, Derek?
On. Dab on him.
We got Cam. I'm going with Carolina, too. Thank y'all for tuning in this week. We out of time. Peace.
Peace.
Already, bro.